It's 8:52 on a Tuesday morning. Joining us now in studio is the city administrator for the fine city of Dundas, John McCarthy. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thank you so much for coming in. Happy Valentine's Day. I won't be seeing you tomorrow. Well, you never know.
But, well, probably not.
Probably not. But you had a city council meeting last night, and there were people there.
Right.
A little bit short this time?
Well, we were a little bit getting close to being short on the on the dais, but the audience had a great audience.
And, okay. Yeah, you've got some council members on vacation
right
now. It's that time of year where everybody wants to get out, and I can't blame them a bit because I want to get out. But anyway, you got some business taken care of. Let's talk about County Road 1. That has been a focus lately in recent years, and it's moving right along. What happened last night?
Well, most of last night, or a big chunk of last night's meeting, was devoted to County Road 1 or related issues, and there was another related issue. But primarily, the city of Dundas, along with Rice County and then Bridgewater Township and the city of Northfield, are all in the process of finishing some basic or some minor details about one of the amenities that everybody wanted with along with the County Road 1 project, and that is the non-motorized trail and also the roundabout. And so what last night was the county, Dennis Luby from the county, the engineer, was there to discuss an agreement with the city to provide certain maintenance and support for some of the facilities. A similar agreement has been already been approved by Bridgewater Township, and in Northfield, the city of Northfield is going to have that on their agenda this evening for their portion. But basically what Dundas was ending up with is probably a little bit more responsibility than any of the other entities for that, primarily because that provides the most service to the city of Dundas, what we were talking about. But basically it's to work with the county as far as maintaining the pedestrian bicycle trail that comes down the hill in the future, and also to work with the county with the roundabout. There's going to be a lot of lighting, new lighting at the roundabout to make it safer as they lower the hill. So Dundas is taking the responsibility to provide electricity for that lighting and provide future maintenance for that lighting. And that'll serve the area well, I think.
All right. Now, as far as the trail goes, which will include a tunnel for non-motorized vehicles,
right?
Has the breakdown of who's paying what, as you mentioned before, and we've talked about this, there's a number of different government entities that would like that certain amenity, and but has the breakdown as far as cost all been finalized yet?
Right. That's part of the process, and that's the agreements that. Each of the entities have an individual agreement with the county to determine what their responsibilities are for any of the maintenance in the area. So the Dundas has the primary responsibility for the maintenance of the trail coming down the hill, and so we will be doing the snow removal. That type of thing, keeping it, brushing it, keeping it clean. And we also have done, because Dundas already has electrical connections up there, we will be paying all of the electricity for the lights. The tunnel will be lighted. It will have a light at each end, outside light at each end, a typical overhead street light. And then, the trail itself will not be lit, but the area around the roundabout, rather than just the two overhead lights at Highland, at the intersection with Highland, there will now be a total of 10 overhead lights for the roundabout, and they will be also be a light at the intersection with Farrell, also across the way. So.
Hmm. 10 lights? Wow, that seems like a lot. That's going to be well lit. How, is there all on one pole? Do you have multiple poles?
No, there'll be actually 10 separate poles.
Okay.
And so there'll be five on each side of the road, three on the approach from, say, the east or the west, and two mm-hmm. on departure of the roundabout on okay. going east or west. So it'll be, I think it'll be very, you know, really increase the safety of that area.
All right.
And make it a lot easier for folks to get through that difficult intersection safely.
All right. Maybe they could use a PRV as well to help them out with that.
Well, that's...
we were talking about the other portion that John had mentioned, a PRV. It's like, what? What is a PRV? What is a PRV, and how does it relate to this particular project, John?
Well, as Dundas currently has what's called a PRV, pressure relief valve, mm-hmm. And basically that is located... partway down the hill from the top, and what that does is that's part of the water system. So the city has a major water tower on top of the hill at Bridgewater Heights, mm-hmm. and that's where their major well field is. So most of the water of the city is supplied from the hill at Dundas, from the well up there. It's the newest well. It's the most efficient. We have an older well on the other side of the city, which is used sporadically and primarily as an emergency mm-hmm. Supply. So,
and that's relatively new as well.
The older well is probably in the 80s, I would think.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of the one that was built for during the time Colored City Beverage.
Yeah, the water tower itself okay. is separate from the well.
Okay. Okay.
The well system on the old side of town is where the old water tower was, right near downtown. Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Okay, so the well is still there, but the tower is not there.
Okay.
So what happens is because of the height of the water on top of the hill, the pressure toward the bottom would be a little bit more than normal systems are designed for.
It'd be blasting out the shower?
Yeah, it would probably drive you into the shower drain. It wouldn't be a gentle rain, I can...
Mm-hmm.
And that causes a problem potential problem with connections and that sort of thing, which, besides the, you know, just the heavy pressure, it does cause also a problem with connections, potential leaks and that type of thing. So the pressure relief valve basically reduces the pressure of the water coming down the hill it won't overflow the water tank on the bottom of the hill, which is lower, mm-hmm. and it won't drive you out of the shower when you turn it on.
Now I take it, with all this construction going on Highway 3, County Road 1, that does impact that. Do you have to move it? Will it
right.
relocate it?
Yeah, and that was because, you know, that's been planned for years, but it's become quite a bit more expensive than we intended for several reasons. We thought we could relocate it right at the existing site originally, and then determined that that would really be expensive because of the acquisition of right-of-ways and having to adjust things.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's in what's called a vault, which is basically it's an underground structure, which requires if there's a problem down there, you have to go through the confined space protocol to enter it, which requires... now it's up to three personnel to be able to enter a confined space. So we're relocating it to the intersection of County Road 1, basically where we have a pump station to pump water up the hill in the case that we have to use water from downstream. And so we're also going to put it in a building, and that has increased the cost quite a bit. So there's been a lot of discussion about that. But last night, council approved going ahead with completing the design of the project. So we'll be spending a little bit more money than we intended on that. But I think we're going to end up with a much better system and a much safer system. So if there is a problem with the system, it can be dealt with by by one technician rather than to have three people that are trained in confined space going out there.
What is the price tag on this?
The price tag right now, it looks like it's going to be about $450,000. It moved from a little over $100,000 originally several years ago up to that amount because of the relocation and determining that once we knew where the county the county plans were, and even the $100,000 what was considered to be $100,000 several years ago would have gone up by about $150,000 to $200,000, and that would have been still a vault. So the council decided that with the about $50,000 to $60,000 more, it looked like that the above ground structure was going to cost us was worth the safety considerations for the personnel.
All right. Well, in the year 2100, that's going to seem cheap.
Right.
Not so much now. All right, John, we're out of time. Anything else before we let you go?
No, we do have a meeting at a different time. Actually, we're moving it up to the 20th. The normal scheduled meeting would be the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
But because, again, scheduled vacations and absences, we're going to have to move it to the 20th to make sure we have a quorum to conduct business at the next meeting.
So that's next Tuesday?
That's next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday. Yep. All right. John, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Jeff.
We appreciate it, and we will talk to you again soon.
Okay.
John McCarthy, Dundas City Administrator.